We're blessed to have Brother Jimmy Hodges from Richmond, Virginia with us this morning. Let's pray for him as he will be dividing the word with us.
May we bow our hearts in a word of prayer. To thee, the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, and our Abba Father, we thank thee for thy very presence with us this morning. And we would simply ask that the power of thy Holy Spirit would speak to each and every one of us, including the one who utters the words. For thou knowest how unworthy the one who speaks is. May thy truth go forth in its simplicity and in thy power. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. The Bible teaches us that there is no new thing under the sun. And it is the same with God's holy word. The Old Testament looks forward to Christ's first coming. The Gospels and the Epistles talk about Christ and his message. And Revelation tells us about his second coming. So with that, may we go into Luke, a scripture that we probably all know. Luke, the 8th chapter. Luke chapter 8.
Brat je našao da se čite Svetog Evanđelja po Luci iz 8. glave. Luka, 8. glava.
May we go to verse number 40. Verse 40. Luke chapter 8.
Početak čitanja na 40. stihu.
And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, And he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now let's skip over to verse 49. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. We read to the end of the chapter. As the brother prayed, and as the first verse we read, the people were waiting for Jesus. Are we waiting for Jesus today? And while we are waiting, what are we doing? This particular scripture talks about Jesus raising a young girl aged 12 from the dead. One of the three people that Christ raised from the dead. A physical death that when he spoke, they became alive again. This particular young girl ...12 years of age only, had passed away. The family was mourning. As we know, as God has created us with a body and with a soul and with a spirit, the Bible teaches us that when we die physically, our body goes back to the dust from whence it came. And that the spirit that God gave to man goes back to him. But the soul lives eternally. And that soul will live in one of two places. of the three people that Christ raised from the dead probably speaks to all the ages of a human being, from young to old. The young girl, 12 years of age, God is speaking to the young people. And once you reach the age of accountability, when you reach the age that you know right from wrong, you're no longer free. And as we grow a little bit older, when Christ raised the widow's son, God is speaking to those too. They need to know Christ. And the raising of Lazarus, an older person, and there are older people that need to know Christ. So Christ covers all the ages. And in these three particular miracles, he raised them from the dead. But there is a more important raising that needs to be done in the lives of people. Until we meet Jesus, until we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in our lives, we are spiritually dead. And there are a lot of people in this mixed up world that we're living in that are walking and breathing and going about their daily business but they're spiritually dead. They have no hope for tomorrow. They have no hope for the future. Because they are rejecting Jesus Christ. And if there are those here this morning that are rejecting Jesus Christ, you need to accept him. Because you're spiritually dead. And if you think the mixed up world is mixed up, if you die without Jesus Christ, you're going straight to hell. Make no mistake about it. Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we're all lost until we accept Jesus Christ. And people, you hear people saying, I'm not going to be alone in hell. Or there's hell on earth. I think you're in for a rude awakening. You ever get close to a fire that's burning, if you're burning trash or burning trees and limbs and so forth, and the closer you get to that fire, the hotter it gets. And you feel uncomfortable. Those who die without Jesus Christ are going to burn in the lake of fire. They're going to be tormented forever and ever. Is that what you want? Those who are outside of Jesus Christ? Christ taught Nicodemus. Unless you're born of the water and the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Read it in the third chapter of John. Where are you headed today? Where is this country headed today? Read Matthew 24. We're getting close, we believe, to the second return of Christ. And there is a difference, as we know, of the difference of Christ's first coming and of his second coming. He came the first time as Savior to die upon the cross in agony and in pain. Think about it. When he hung on a cross and they pierced his hands with nails and his feet, but when he died on the cross, when he gave up his life, he said, "It is finished." And Satan knew he was defeated. And Satan could not stop him from rising again. Because not only is the death of Jesus Christ very important, the shedding of blood, but the rising again of a new life. The death would be no good without the resurrection. Have you been resurrected this morning to a new life? The world is in for a rude awakening when Christ returns again. People today, many people around the world are looking for peace. And they look in all the different places and all the different laws to bring about peace. But peace is not a thing. Peace is Jesus Christ. He is the one who gives us peace because he is our peace. And no matter what happens in this world, for those who have accepted Christ, we can see through it. Not of our own, not that we've done anything to deserve God's grace, but it's God's mercy that he's given to us. And unless we accept his mercy and accept his grace and accept his death and resurrection, there's no hope. No hope for tomorrow. No hope for eternity. The three people that Jesus raised from the dead. He told them, "Arise, come forth." And those of you who do not know Jesus Christ this morning, he's saying to you, accept me and arise to life anew. Because if you don't rise to life anew, you're going to burn in a lake of fire for eternity. And for the people who think hell is on earth, they got another wake coming. Think about that. John wrote in his first epistle, chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, it says, if I can quote it correctly, that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And if you don't have life, you're dead. It's that simple. The message of Jesus Christ is not complicated. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks to an individual, they know it. And they have two choices. They can either accept what he says or they can reject what he says. And there are consequences. There are consequences, dire consequences, for those who reject the Holy Spirit when he speaks. And there are blessings to those who listen. Because the power and the strength and the wisdom of God's word will either save you or either it will slay you. That choice is yours. Christ raised three people from physical death. But he came to raise his creation from a spiritual death. And there will be a resurrection. There will be a judgment for those, all of us, who have either rejected Christ or accepted Christ. And we don't have the strength of our own to do what God wants us to do. That's why we need to depend upon his Holy Spirit. That's why we need to depend on his written word. And we cannot raise ourselves from the dead, physically or spiritually. For the scripture teaches us, for by grace are ye saved, through faith. Where is our faith this morning? Is it in the things of the world? Or is it in Christ Jesus, who died for your sins and my sins? Jesus Christ told these three people to arise and come. Jesus Christ this morning is saying to all of us, especially to those who have not accepted Jesus Christ yet, arise, come, because I came for you. And there will be a new resurrection. There will be another resurrection. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter, tells us how it will happen. To those who have accepted Jesus Christ. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may of chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth a body as he hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beast, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and after that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, if flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ came to die and to rise again, that our mortal flesh may put on incorruption. This morning, Christ is speaking to us, and he's speaking to you. And to those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's time to make a decision. Because if you don't make a decision, if you don't make the right decision to accept Jesus Christ, you're going to die not only physically, but you're going to die spiritually. And you will burn for eternity. This morning, Christ wants you to come to him, just as Jairus and brought his daughter to Christ. And Christ performed that miracle in her life. And Christ is willing to perform that miracle of grace in your life today. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise, I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Christ came for you and me. Are we coming to Christ?